Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by a big right-hander. Fans, you're going to hear this name during the spring and certainly during the season, I'm sure of that. That's Sean Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the show. And a Florida guy. Of course, you know, I grew up in South Florida as well. You're a little bit north of Miami for me, but that Coral Springs area. What was baseball like for you as a kid?
You know, it's always hot, so it's always year-round, you know. So, I mean, you never put the glove down, and you're always playing and you're always working out. So it was always year-round for me. I had some friends up north, and they were always complaining about how it was always snowing, you know. So I was blessed to be in Florida my whole life and be able to play year-round.
Yeah, I loved it. I came from Brooklyn, New York. Can you believe that? Yeah. To Miami Beach. I thought I was in heaven, seeing all the green grass and that lifestyle of South Florida. Always a pitcher for you? You're a big guy now. Were you always the big kid on the Little League team?
Yeah, I used to hit a little bit, but once I went to high school, I went to American Heritage. It was kind of a private, and I mean, pitching was more for me. You know, I was coming up, I was a pitcher, third baseman, but I mean, I don't know. Pitching was always fit for me. I always loved being up there. So that just kind of stuck to me. And that's we had a DH in high school, so there wasn't really any two-way guys. So I had to choose one or the other, and I chose pitching.
What kind of hitter are you?
Well, I haven't had swung the bat in maybe like 6 years until last year in Richmond. And it took me a little bit to get back into the swing of things, but I worked on a little bit this offseason, so I'm looking forward to what I can do this year.
Sean Anderson with us. I will tell you this, when you get up to San Francisco, you're going to have to bunt. So the question I'll ask you, and fans listen, all ages listen, what's the key for you getting a bunt down?
You know, bunting is something I've actually been working on almost every other day here in spring training because it is so important. You know, that can save you from going 5 innings to going 7 innings, you know. So, honestly, just getting low and getting your face as close to the bat as possible, that's what I've been learning. And Bumgarner has been really showing me how to bunt, and Vogelsong and some of the coaches here. So, I mean, they're the ones to listen to, you know. They can put the bunt down. So, just hearing it from them is and how they see it because they're pitching too. So.
Yeah. I always thought it's sort of like catching the ball in the bat, so to speak, with like sort of like soft hands.
Yeah, that's what Cameron Maben told me. He was around. He was talking about catching the ball with the bat, kind of like a glove. You know, you don't really want to jab at it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Honestly, everyone chirping from everywhere, you know, that always helps. You know, there's always and they're so open minded about it too.
All right, good attitude. We'll look for you because believe me, they're going to ask you to bunt.
Yeah.
All right, coming out of high school, you were drafted, but. You chose not to sign.
Yeah, I was the last pick in the draft.
Were you really?
Yeah,
oh,
I was.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I got a call earlier, but I knew I kind of wanted to go to Florida, and that was a great opportunity that I had. So, I think the last pick by the Nationals was kind of like a courtesy pick almost, and told them I was going to school, and that was that.
Huh. I didn't realize that. Okay, because in the NFL, it's a big deal.
What's that? The last pick?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant, I guess. But yeah. Yeah.
Good attitude. All right. He goes to the University of Florida, of course, close to my heart. You know that. I went to Florida as well. You were a closer at Florida. You had a tremendous career at Florida, all SEC. And what was that like?
Well, I was a starter in high school, and I always loved starting. And then when I got to Florida, there wasn't really any opportunity for that, you know. I started in the summer leagues in the Cape and Northwoods, but every time I got back to Florida, I was a reliever, you know, and it kind of took me a year or two to kind of really get in the routine of being a reliever because I never had to go through that, you know. And by junior year, I had a great routine as a reliever, and I knew exactly what they wanted out of me. And so I was a closer technically my junior year, and then going into the draft, I told them that I wanted to be a starter, you know. And I think that transition was easy for me because I used to be a starter, you know. And as a reliever, you have to stop momentum, throw strikes, and be able to hold the running game, you know. So it kind of just enhanced my starting routine, you know. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it went down for me.
All right. Well, very good. All SEC. So the fans get a little taste of what SEC sports are like. I mean, you got Mississippi State. You got LSU. You got Kentucky. I mean, you know, we've got picks from Kentucky. Jelly last year, you know, is a high pick of the Giants out of Kentucky. SEC baseball, and not only football, SEC baseball is pretty good.
There's always a rivalry, you know. I talked to Stratton because he went to Mississippi State, and Miami was one of our rivals, too, so talking to Suarez about that, you know. But, I mean, you see anyone that goes to SEC, they understand what you go through, you know, and the high level of competition, you have to win, and the coaches want to win, too, you know, so they make decisions that are to win, and you got to respect that, and you got to do what you can to win.
Yeah, we got Pomerantz from Ole Miss, too. Don't forget him.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, believe me. He'll tell you. Oh, yeah, he's from Ole Miss. All right, Sean Anderson with us. All right, so you do come over from the Red Sox. You know, we know you get picked by the Sox. You come over in the Nunez trade. What did it mean to you to get traded by the Red Sox?
You know, I didn't really have any expectations. I didn't honestly never knew I was going to get traded. You know, I got a call at midnight that said I got traded, and flew over the next day. But, yes. I mean, the Giants made it so easy with the transition, you know, and I'd never been to California before, so that was a great experience for me. And, I mean, the game's still the same, you know, so I didn't really think too much into it. I mean, it's a great opportunity that the Giants gave me, you know, being in this system. Yeah. And the way they treat their players is just unbelievable. So I'm happy to be here, and hope I can help the team win soon.
Yeah, no, you will. You know, you got the arm, and you've had success now at Richmond and Sacramento. So the next step, of course, is San Francisco. All right, here we are in spring training. How's spring training going for you? You know, when you want to sort of make an impression, you know, you got to throw hard just about all the time with good control. What's spring training like for you?
Honestly, the experience, like the guys that are here, I mean, I was telling some of the other reporters, I mean, there's a huge mix between older guys and younger guys, and there's so much experience here, you know, World Series and just multi-years in the big leagues, you know, and just learning from them. I mean, you can learn all you can on the internet and from watching guys, but to sit down and truly talk to somebody about kind of picking their brain on what they've been through the past couple of years, you know, that's the experience has been unbelievable, and that's kind of what I went into, just trying to learn as much as I can from the older guys that are here.
Do you consider yourself fastball, slider, curveball, changeup guy? How would you describe your repertoire?
I mean, I like to attack the zone. I mean, I throw a lot of strikes, and I throw all my pitches for strikes too. Yeah. So that's something I've really been working on. I've been working on trying to get my velo up a little bit, you know, and honestly, just doing what I can to attack the zone. I mean, it's me versus the hitter. It doesn't really matter how it comes out as long as I get them out, you know?
Yeah, it's funny you said that because just adding up the numbers last year, that's like 130 strikeouts and 30 walks or something like that. That's pretty impressive if you can throw strikes.
Yeah, I was always taught a walk is like a free pass, you know, and I don't really like walking guys because that's a free base that they didn't earn, you know. So, I mean, just like I said, attacking the zone and just I'm giving you all I got and let's see, you know.
All right, Sean Anderson with us. I'll give you one of those easy questions that we like to find out a little bit about somebody. If you could travel in time, forward or back, to see baseball, maybe 30 years forward or go back to a certain era of baseball, where would you go?
You know, that's a good question. I think it'd be really cool to see some of the big-name guys, how they played, you know, Willie Mays and McCovey and just some of the pitching, too, you know, and, I mean, Greg Maddux, you know, and just, I mean, there's so much. There's so many times you can go back into, you know, but just seeing how much they love baseball and how they played every day, that grind, and seeing how the pitchers did it, you know. So I think that'd be cool. I don't really have a certain time, but I guess just to go back and see all the pitchers, you know, and that'd be cool.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. You're the link in the chain of baseball. You got to know that. All right. Yeah. Hey, great having you on the show. A pleasure, and I know the fans are going to hear a lot of you, so I appreciate you being on.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.